The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
It is Monday. It is 10 past 5 on the dot. It is Monday mailbag time.
Even before I'm reading this thing, I'm getting heart palpitations because it's hectic.
It is hectic today.
Right, so today's mail comes from Derek. Hi, Rob and Roz. My best friend and I have been working at the same company for years. I was recently promoted. Soon after this, he was laid off. He reckons that because I am now part of management, I should have protected him. I can't let friendship stop me from doing my job, but I am now down one friend. Is it just me or is he being a about this? Thanks, Derek.
That's tough.
Wow.
Can you imagine? You're working with your best mates and everything's dololo, having fun for years. And then all of a sudden, while they get promoted, you get fired. Laid off, sorry.
Hierdie is net vir my. Dit is hoekom ek so sukkel hiermee. Ek het nou sommer angs. Maar vir my is dit die feit dat hulle maatjies is, nê? En hulle is albei vir jare by die maatskappy. Derek is bevorder en die maatjie is nou nie.
Ja.
And not only that, now your friend's promoted. So not only are you just chilling on that same level, now you've been retrenched.
Yeah.
That's, and your friend is flying high. Ouch.
And I mean, you can't, surely you can't realistically expect your friend to save you from that. If, I don't know, whatever metrics companies use to decide these things. I'm not a business person. But I'm assuming they will not willy-nilly just like, you know, pick names out of a hat.
Yeah.
And be like, no, not that one. He's my friend.
Maar die feit dat jy nou sê dit gebeur nie net willy-nilly nie, daai dink ek is wat die vriend so kwaad maak. That's why Derek is down one friend, because okay, you have now been promoted. You are now in a position to make sure that I'm going to be okay in the company as my friend.
Oof.
And you haven't done that?
Oi.
You didn't have my back?
Ja, dis moeilik, dude.
Bros before jobs, bro.
I mean, you're not wrong, but you're also very wrong, Roz. I don't know. 084-850-0942. Derek wants to know, is it just him or is his friend being a what's-his-name about this? The fact that he won't talk to him. 084-850-0942. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this one today. And it's drama. And when you need a friend. Not call me when you need a friend.
I was like, lean on me, but not if my name is Derek.
Well, the music just triggers the whole conversation.
I swear,
here.
How funny.
So, Monday mailbag today. Hi, Rob and Roz. My best friend and I have been working at the same company for years. I think he's implying that they were best friends before they started working here.
Yes.
Because a lot of people have come back and said, listen, the people who work are not your real friends. Don't trust them.
Yeah.
Mayiri, it sounds to us like they'd been mates before work.
Mm-hmm.
So, jy was al beste vriende.
Yeah.
I was recently promoted. Soon after this, my best friend was laid off. He reckons that because I'm now part of management, I should have protected him. I can't let friendship stop me from doing my job. But now I'm down one friend. Is it just me or is he being a beep about this? Thanks, Derek.
Derek, I feel like the reason that you've sent us this mail to the Monday mailbag, drive@jacarandfm.com, by the way, is because you do feel bad. Ek dink Derek voel sleg.
I think it's natural to feel bad. Now your best friend isn't talking to you anymore because of something that happened at work, which I assume is outside of Derek's control. I'm assuming Derek isn't the one who sat in the meeting and was like, listen, if we're going to get rid of someone, start here.
Yes, this guy, he's lekker to kair with, but he's not my friend at work. I saw a meme years ago from this account called Funny Cap, and the meme was, your work friends are not your brasse. Kry jou geld, gaat huis toe. Exactly that. Sorry, Rob.
Yo, dis is 'n moeilike ene. Maar times are tough. Eat to be eaten. Ongelukkig gaan jou maatjie nie vir jou 'n salaris betaal nie. I always say, not everything you lose is a loss. One friend down, jy gaan 'n beter maatjie terugkry.
One friend down, paycheck in place.
One friend down, my kids are eating tonight.
It's brutal though, it really is.
Hi, Robin Ross. For me, I'll say his friend is a real jerk. Due to retrenchments works differently. It all depends on positions you are. It works on skills, life, last in, first out. So at the end of the day, it all depends on what position they had. Maybe if a friend bad position was redundant, so yeah, that's why he got retrenched.
Exactly.
And it's also like you were saying earlier, there's lots of different metrics that are involved in deciding who goes and who stays. Jeff sent us a message to say it would be a conflict of interest if Derek tried to protect his friend.
Yeah, it's true.
Because dan word Rob afgedank, maar Derek se maatjie word nie afgedank nie, because he's Derek se maatjie.
Isn't it very sad though that we are like, oh no, do your job properly. Like there's a little bit of me that's just like, look after your mates.
Small little bits.
Mm. I know that's the way the world works. Mm. But I do feel bad for Derek's mates.
Same.
Maar ek voel meer sleg vir Derek. Your friend shouldn't have been like that.
And also to not speak to him. Nah.
Wrapping up Monday mailbag here today. Derek sent us a message. He used to work with his best friend. Mm-hmm. They were best friends before they started the company. Or at the company, should I say. And then Derek got promoted. And then had to sit in the meetings where his best friend got retrenched. And now his best friend won't talk to him.
It's a tough situation, hey? Because especially if you look at messages like what Shantae sends us. Personally, I feel you are at work to work and not to make friends. There are no friends in business. Maar hulle was voor die tyd,
ja, hulle was besties gewees, BFFs.
Yeah, I think it's a really tough one. Being in an unfortunate position of being retrenched in the past. It's not something that you do wrong. Maybe the company just realigns, just has a different idea. And you know what? It's going to break the relationship, but I don't think anybody's to blame in this case.
Eugene reckons.
Mm.
I mean, fair enough. If there's no such thing as a good retrenchment.
Yeah.
But it's better than having to sit in the meeting where everyone discusses how rubbish your mate is.
Precies. En dan wat sê jy in daai geval? Ook, die ding is, nou het jy werk en het 'n salaris, maar jy het niemand om mee te braai nie.
This my ding, I keep coming back to this in my brain. Like, I get it, maybe the mate's just A, angry, and B, embarrassed. Ek wil op Saterdag saam met jou sit en braai, and ask you, oh bro, how's the new promotion going? That time I also got fired.
That time I got fired, and I can't even bring me to the bring and braai, because I've got no money.
Jommy, it's on you.
We got a message in. I started a company with two of my best friends. Turns out one of them was terrible at business, so we bought him out. He never forgave us and never talked to us again, but the company is flying. I would do it again. Yo!
I mean,
It's got that Game of Thrones energy where this, she said, tell Cersei it was me.
It was me. Mate, we've decided, two of us, you're rubbish, you're out. Here's your money. Give us your share. And now the company's flying.
Flying.
Say tot ziens vir vriend.
In this economy. Wow.
Are you also ranking friends in your brains who you'd cut out of a successful business? It's brutal, but it's true. So I think we've agreed today that Derek is not the drama.
And if Derek wants a friend, Henry's just sent us a message. Derek, I will be your friend, brother.
Until he turns on you, Henry. For the money.